From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with a special Latin America report. Last week, South Florida's Cuban Catholics held their annual procession for Cuba's patron saint. Men in straw peasant sombreros carried a statue of the Virgin Mary known as Our Lady of Charity through Bank United Center in Coral Gables. When Pope Francis visits Cuba this weekend, he'll pray at Our Lady of Charity's shrine in Santiago in the southeast. La Virgen de la Caridad, as she's called in Spanish, is supposed to symbolize the island's Catholic roots, roots that Fidel Castro and his communist revolution tore out in the 1960s.
La firmeza ideológica.
That's Castro declaring Cuba an atheist state in 1961. Cubans like 32-year-old Carlos Hernandez heard that political dogma growing up.
In the school, they describe the church like an enemy of the human race.
But in Cuba, compared to the rest of Latin America, tearing out Catholicism didn't require a lot of effort, even before Castro.
If you consider attendance at religious services like Mass, then Cuba was not very Catholic.
Jorge Duany heads the Cuban Research Institute at Florida International University in Miami. In the 1950s,
the estimates run from 4 to 5% of the population who regularly attended church. Most Cubans weren't married in the Catholic Church. They did not follow Catholic dogmas. There weren't enough priests. And in many parts of Cuba, there simply were no temples.
That lack of real Catholic devotion in Cuba's DNA has made it hard for popes, even one as popular as Francis, to exert influence over the Cuban government on issues like human rights. Miami Archbishop Thomas Wensky remembers the late John Paul II's visit to Cuba in 1998.
The church had to explain to a lot of the Cubans just exactly what a pope was.
So why has Cuba's bond with Catholicism been so historically weak? After all, Cuba was a jewel of the fanatically Catholic Spanish Empire. One answer lies in the early 19th century, when Latin America won independence from Spain. That is, except Cuba. In most countries, the Catholic clergy sided with the locals. But in Cuba,
the church was aligned with the Spanish crown.
Sister Ondina Cortez is a Cuban-American nun and theology professor at St. Thomas University in Miami Gardens. She says that pro-imperial stance created a lasting mistrust of the Catholic Church among Cubans. The church also had to compete with Afro-Cuban religions like Santeria, and Cuba's Caribbean locale made it a port of call for the liberal thinking coming in from 19th century Europe.
It was the beginning of the secular tendencies in Cuba, and a very humanistic understanding of life.
But Cortez says the Cubans who fled the 1959 revolution included a cadre of more genuinely devout Catholics emerging in Cuba at that time.
That generation of committed young Catholics came to Miami. And I think the flourishing of the Catholic Church in Miami is indebted to that generation.
Meanwhile, in the 1990s, Cuba faced economic catastrophe, and pragmatism suddenly looked more appealing than atheism. Fidel and his brother Raul Castro, who had both attended Catholic schools, asked the church to help struggling Cubans. That decision to let the church rebuild itself changed the lives of Cubans like Carlos Hernandez. As a kid in Camagüey, he'd learned to reject his family's Catholic faith.
I remember my godparents and my great-grandmother, they baptized me around 7 years old. And I have to keep it secret, because if you say you are a Catholic, you are in trouble.
Yet as Hernandez watched the Cuban church reemerge, so did his Catholicism. 5 years ago, he was serving as a radiologist in Venezuela when he took asylum in Catholic churches there and defected to the U.S. with his wife and 2 kids. Hernandez now owns a cleaning company in Boynton Beach. He says for once, Catholicism is taking a real popular hold in Cuba, and he thinks that, combined with the fact that Francis is the first Latin American pope, means the church can now influence reform there.
This pope is coming talking about reconciliation. That is what we want. We don't want confrontation. We want dialogue.
Pope Francis and Raul Castro, Cuba's president now, will meet on Sunday. The church is still in no position to spark a Cuban spring. But even so, it's time to see if being more Catholic can help make Cuba more democratic. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.